It's good to see everyone. It's always an honor to be able to come and speak God's word to God's people. In chapter 14 of John, as Jesus is trying to comfort his disciples by saying, and there, you just heard Mark read, that he's going to prepare a place, Thomas speaks up and he asks in verse 5, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way?" And Jesus replies in verse 6 with, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Two really very remarkable statements made by Jesus in this one verse. Before we get into this particular verse, I'd like to go back to chapter 13, though, and let's get a little bit of context in where these questions are coming from and Jesus' answer. In chapter 13, we see that the disciples have come to remember the Passover, and Jesus understands in verse 1 that his hour has come, that he would depart from this world. He knows that his time is at end. He knows this is really the last opportunity that he's going to have to be with his disciples, to share with them a meal, to speak to them, and to show them by his example what true love is. This will be the last time until what? Until he is resurrected and comes again. But in verse 13, we see that they're having supper together, and then Jesus afterwards takes a towel and water, and he pours it on the disciples' feet, and he washes their feet. What an incredible image that is of Jesus serving others. Also, in all this, he is betrayed, and he tells Judas, do what you must do, do quickly, right? And then as he continues to speak and show, in verse 33 of chapter 13, he says, "If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him immediately." Verse 33, "Little children, I am with you a little while longer. You will seek me as I said to the Jews. Now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come." And then he gives this commandment, right, that you love one another as I have loved you. But Simon Peter says, "Lord, where are you going?" And Jesus said, "Where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow later." And we understand what happens next with Peter and Jesus. Then coming to chapter 14, Jesus is again asked, even in when he says, "I am the way," Thomas asks, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way?" And Jesus replies, "I am the way. I am the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And even after he gives that answer, there still seems to be confusion within the ranks. And Philip again asked the question, "Father, you know, Jesus, just show us the Father. Show us the Father, and that is enough." And little did he know that Jesus was in their midst. He is the Father. So in verse 6, we have really one of the greatest of seven I Ams in the Gospel of John. When Jesus said that "I am the way," in the original Greek, the emphasis is placed on this pronoun "I," and it's in essence would literally read, "I, even I myself, am the way." Jesus is not only can he show us the way? But Jesus is saying, I am the way. Because of time, I won't go into these passages, but this way was prophesied in Isaiah 53. And then it was later fulfilled in Hebrews chapter 10. And we also see in the Old Testament just how powerful this statement is. Back in Exodus, when Moses was asking God, you know, as I go to deliver your people, they're going to ask, who sent you? Who shall I say sent me? And God responds, I am who I am. Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. As we look at these words, I am, let's quickly look at some other statements that most of you will already know. And again, because of time, I won't go through this. But let's look at this fairly quickly. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I am the living bread. I am the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep, or in some versions it may say, I am the gate. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. I am the true vine. And finally, Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. When we look at Jesus says he is the way, if Jesus is the way, then what's the obvious conclusion? Follow him. He knows where he's going. He is the way. Have you ever been lost? Guys, you don't have to respond. But it can be very scary. Some cases may even end up being life-threatening. There's been some times I've ended up in places that I didn't know I was supposed to be. And years ago when I was in South Africa, we were there opening up a business, and a coworker and I took a break, and we were walking around the city, not really paying attention to where we were, and all of a sudden somebody tapped me on the shoulder and he said, you have come too far. You are not welcome here. And as he said that, I looked around and there were a lot of people looking at us. And I had no idea where we were, that we had crossed some type of border or some line in the sand that you're not supposed to go to. And we got very nervous and very scared. And he said, I'll show you back. Come with me. Boy, what a relief. I mean, if you've ever been lost and somebody goes, I know the way back, you go, oh, thank you. And there's sort of a relief and excitement. But also, if you think about it, when he was walking back, we stayed as close as we could to him. In fact, if I could have held his hand, I probably would have done that. But we hold on, don't we? When somebody's going to rescue and help us, and we don't take our eyes off them. And when it comes to Jesus, Jesus says, you know, to walk in his footsteps, to walk in his light. So let's look at some of the verses that point that Jesus is the way. Turn to Psalms. Psalm 25. In Psalm 25, verse 8. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. Turn to Romans 11, chapter 33. As you're doing there, Matthew 7 really was about the John the Baptist preparing, quoting from Isaiah, prepare the way of the Lord. But in Romans chapter 11, verse 33, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments, and unfathomable is his ways. And then in Matthew 7, here we have a warning. 7, verse, chapter, or verse 13 and 14. Back in John here. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter in through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it. And then we understand that he is the way by his teaching and by his doctrine. Jesus is the way by his example that he gives us. He is the way by his sacrifice and the blood that he has shed on behalf of our sins. And he is the way by his authority. Also, he is the way to God, the Father, our Creator. He is the way to forgiveness. Jesus is also the way to a better life and to an everlasting life. Some of the greatest questions we find that are in the Bible, and I believe that one of the greatest questions that anyone can ask is the question that Pilate asked Jesus. In chapter 18, as Jesus was getting ready to be handed over, Jesus is talking to Pilate, and Pilate, in all of this, at the end said, "What is truth?" And he walked away. And I believe that's the greatest question we can ask. What is truth? And he didn't stay to listen, did he? And unfortunately, that's really the same as we have today. People say they want to know the truth, but they really don't want to know. They don't want to listen. Turn to Psalm 119. I thought about reading this whole psalm, but there'd be a lot of baked hams burning or something, I'm sure. But Psalm 119, verse 160. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous ordinances is everlasting. Everything that you say in your word is true, and it's true from the beginning to the end, everlasting. Turn to John 8, 31. And as you're turning there, we know that John 17:17 tells us that those that that sanctify them in truth, your word is truth. And John 8, verse 31, Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Free from what? I'm glad you asked. Let's look at the next verses. They answered to him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say we become free?" And Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever, and the son does not remain forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be freed indeed." So what does the truth do? It frees us from sin. Turn to John 10. In the account of Jesus as the chief shepherd, the good shepherd, Actually, I'm ahead of myself. Turn to John 16. John 16, verse 13. Jesus says, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of mine and will disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you." So Jesus is the truth. And then Jesus said, "I am the life." Turn to John, go back to John chapter 1. John begins, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, he was in the beginning with God." And then in verse 4, John says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." Jesus is the life. In John 6:48, we looked at that earlier, Jesus said that "I am the bread of life." Now turn to John 10. In John 10, verse 10, "The thief comes to only steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Jesus came so that we could have life and have life abundantly. John 11, 25. This is nice. Most of these verses are in the same book. As Jesus was speaking to Martha, he said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." Do you believe this? And then last, in 1 John chapter 5, beginning in verse 10. "The one who believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. The one who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has given concerning his Son. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life, and he who does not have the Son of God does not have life." So coming to the end of this verse, we see the second statement that Jesus made, and that no one can come to the Father except through me. And going back to John 10, we see again as Jesus is the shepherd and he cares for his sheep, he is willing to lay down his life for his sheep. Let's start at verse 1. Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter by the door into the fold of the sheep, but climbs up some other way, he is a thief and a robber." And then in verse 7, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door or the gate. Before me are thieves and robbers. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. In Matthew 10, we understand there that Jesus is speaking, and he says there, whoever confesses me before men, I will confess him before my Father who is in heaven. And then Jesus also warns, but whoever denies me before men, I also will deny him before my Father who is in heaven. So we must understand that to recognize and understand that Jesus is life and that we cannot come to the Father through him, we must be able to confess him. And in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, Paul, writing to his beloved son in the faith, Timothy, he says, for there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, that man, Christ Jesus. So what is the application for us? What are the lessons that we should learn from John 14:6? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Well, let's first realize that there is only one way. We can't have it all. There is only one way, and let's make sure that we are following the right person, that we are following for the right reasons, that we are walking in his footsteps and in his light. Because even though we might be walking on that narrow road, if we're not careful, we can veer off, right? We can, there's other roads along there. We're not isolated. There's a lot of paths that we can take, and many have taken, to eventually find out that they're lost and how to get back. So we can, even though we are in his sheepfold, we can get lost. And in following Jesus, if he is the way, as disciples, we need to somehow stay as close as possible to our Lord. How? Well, by reading and meditating, by thinking on him, by putting first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto us. We need to be praying. We need to be coming to worship. We need to be, anytime there's an opportunity to hear God's message, we should make ourselves available. We should be reaching out to one another in the fellowship of Jesus, that we are like-minded and have so many things in common. And how often do we try to do that? But this is some of the ways that we can stay in the way. But he also says to carry our own cross and follow him. Do his will, not ours. What's the application when it comes to truth? We know that his word, all scripture is inspired by God, but that his word is truth. So I ask, how much time are you spending in God's word? Reading and meditating, understanding that God gave us this book not to just put on a bookshelf or just be on the table, but to find out who he is and how we might please him and how we might come to know him. We need to be talking and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and him crucified. We also need to know that there's other false doctrines. And we need to be careful of that. We need to be careful of false teachers that tickle our ears. There's something new. Let's try it. We need to guard that. We need to guard our hearts and minds from the traditions of men, from the book of opinions. We need to be careful in all this and how we walk. And then finally, Jesus says, I am the life. Is there joy in your life? Is there hope? Remember, Jesus said that I come, right, so that you might have life and that you might have life abundantly. Is that how you feel? Even more important than this life is life eternal. He is life eternal. There is a life that we will live after we breathe our last breath here on planet Earth. One life is with Satan and his angels that I think none of us can imagine the torment and the suffering that that will be. The other life is with our Creator, our God. And the only way to this life, eternal, is through His Son, Jesus Christ. So, the Lord has an invitation to all of us. Are you lost? Jesus not only knows the way, Jesus is the way. Follow Him. Are you confused, a little mixed up about what's going on with all these teachings and doctrines and churches? Jesus said that He is the truth. Do you feel that there's no hope, that you have no purpose? Life, here and eternal, is found in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. The invitation is for anyone that might be in those states. For those that have been on a path, maybe we've veered off a little, and we need help coming back. And I love Cody as he addresses us many times as brothers and sisters, because that's who we are. We are a family of God, and we are here not to judge, but to encourage and to help one another get through this life, help each other get to heaven. May God help us to do that. So if you're outside the body, you've heard God's message. You must understand what you must do, and that there's repentance involved to turn away from your sins, that there's a confession, as we made, that you need to confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and that there's a baptism, that you are immersed into water in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit, and rising up to carry your cross and to follow Him. May God help us to look and keep our eyes on Him and to follow Him all the days of our lives. Whatever your need might be, we ask that you come and stand, or stand and come as we sing the song.
Jesus, the loving shepherd, loving angels come into the fold of safety, where there is rest and room.